Ella. I'm 9 years old.
Hi, I'm Caleb. I'm 12 years old.
Hi, I'm Shay, and I'm 5 years old.
And you're listening to the Kids Commute.
And you're listening to the Kids Commute.
And you're listening to the Kids Commute
on Interlochen Public Radio.
Thank you, everybody. Good morning, kids commuters. This week on the Kids Commute, we are going to listen to overtures from a delightful composer, Gioachino Rossini. What is an overture? Just to remind you, the overture is the first thing that you hear before an opera, for instance, and it's something that kind of gives you the musical sense of what you're about to hear. And sometimes the overture contains lots of little themes all strung together that you might hear that are contained within the entire opera. Well, Rossini was particularly good at putting overtures together, and many of them have remained very popular on their own, aside from their operas, for many, many years. So, let's look at Rossini. Now, picture this. It's May of 1817, and we are in Milan, Italy, and it is the day of the opening of Rossini's opera, The Thieving Magpie. Now, here's the thing. Rossini had a terrible reputation for procrastinating, which is putting things off. You know, I'll do my homework later, I'll do it later, I'll do it later. Well, it's the day of the opening of The Thieving Magpie, and Rossini has not yet finished the overture, which, as I will remind you, is the first thing that everybody hears before the opera starts. So he was in big trouble with his producer, which is the money guy behind the opera. So the producer locked him in a room upstairs in a house with a piano and some paper. And he said, here's the deal. You are going to write this overture right now, because the opera opens today. And you're going to drop the overture out one page at a time. As you finish it, you are going to drop it out the window to the music copyists who are waiting in the street below so they can take it, write it down, and give it to the orchestra so they can rehearse for a little bit before they actually go on in front of the audience. Now, here's the deal, Rossini. Either that music comes out of the window or you do. Well, fortunately, that would have been a very dramatic end for Rossini, but he did, in fact, get all the music out the window and get it done in time for the opening. But remember when you hear this overture that Rossini wrote it in one day. Claudio Abbado leads the Chamber Orchestra of Europe.
Thank you.
Gioachino Rossini's Overture to the Thieving Magpie, written in one day. Hope you enjoyed the kids' commute today, and hope you get all your overtures finished in one day. Whatever happens today, hope you get it done. And we'll see you here at this time tomorrow for the kids' commute with another great Rossini overture. Hasta mañana, kids commuters.